Okay, folks, I forgot one piece of local trivia. When it came time to officially organize Itasca County, there was disagreement about which town should be the county seat. At the time, La Prairie was the biggest town and site of most of the river traffic and commerce. La Prairie is just east of Grand Rapids, where the Prairie River flows into the Mississippi River. But business people in Grand Rapids had big ambitions. The two towns were in a hurry to incorporate, thinking that the first to do so would be the favorite to become the county seat. At the time, this area reported to county officials in Aiken, 53 miles to the south. This meant that in the summer of 1890, a madcap race between representatives of the two towns took place to secure that first incorporation. Some say Grand Rapids is the county seat and biggest town today because it won that race.
Sir, I'm here representing La Prairie.
Oh, the small and relatively insignificant town of La Prairie.
Hey!
Well, some would call it a suburb of Grand Rapids.
You son of... Listen, I've been looking over the original charter for Itasca County. By the way, I'm Betsy O'Branigan, president of the La Prairie Council for Growth and Progress.
That's a big title for someone who works for La Prairie.
I also mow the grass. Anyway, the county charter says that after 125 years, the results of the dispute between Grand Rapids and La Prairie would be nullified, and the county would have the right to change its seat.
But why would they do that? Grand Rapids has a froyo place now. Why change?
Because La Prairie was always the best choice. It's closer to the center of the county. It's got better access to two rivers, the Mississippi and the Prairie.
I hear you, Betsy, but you guys lost the race a long time ago. You lost the election after, too. It's over.
The whole thing was rigged. Some of us haven't forgotten the thievery.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure about that, Betsy O'Branigan.
Who the heck are you?
I'm Johnny Blandon, Executive Regional Governor for the Advancement of the Greater Grand Rapids Metropolitan Area.
I see. Any relation to the paper mill founder, Charles Blandon?
It's actually Blandon with a Y. I was named for my father, who was a highly respected carnival worker. He met my mom bobbing for apples at the Itasca County Fair, and they went in the tunnel of love, and I came out the other end. But that's not why we're here. The city of Grand Rapids won't take this idle talk from a scrubby little village like La Prairie. Grand Rapids is a thriving small city at the intersection of Highways 2 and 169.
You know, that's true. Highways are the river of tomorrow.
Well, if you're so sure, Johnny No Name, then you won't mind a little rematch in honor of our shared
Enya?
I believe the word is quasquicentennial.
Yeah.
The 125th birthday of both Grand Rapids and La Prairie. What do you say, Johnny? How about a little race from here to Aiken to settle the old score?
Well, sure. Grand Rapids has rapid built right into our name. We'll party like it's 1891.
Not this time, Carney.
Well, folks, looks like we've got a race. Stay tuned. Now